podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. So we are here for another podcast today. So today's topic is, if you ain't gonna step to me correctly, don't step to me at all. Now, I know there's this whole topic of like, okay, sometimes women, they have these standards and men don't meet these standards and all these different things. And there's this whole problematic idea around having standards. And it's like, no, it's okay to have your standards, but don't make people feel bad for doing things that don't align with your standards, because everybody is doing something great for themselves. Now, say this woman wants a man who is educated. So say this woman says, I want a man who has got his PhD, who owns a business, who has all these different things, blah, 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 right? Okay, she has her standards. Great. Maybe also on this list is that he's compassionate, he's caring, and he could communicate. Great, she has her standards. So here comes this man that does not have a PhD, that does not own a business, but he is caring, he is sweet, he is loving, and he has those other great qualities. Now, the woman decides, or she has to make a decision, of if she's going to give this man a chance or not. Now, some people will say, well, she's shallow if she doesn't give him a chance for not having these different things. Okay. All right, let's run through the scenario. So, this woman gives this man a chance. This woman has high standards, okay? She has high standards. She has things that she wants done. Say this woman is like, well, I want somebody to fly me out and take me to New York once a month. Now, if a man ain't got a significant amount of money coming in, how he gonna do that? Then he gonna be mad when she's like, well, you can't do this for me and I want this. Then there's a problem. And it's like, see, here's the thing. People want everyone to give each other a chance, right? We want to have this chance to make somebody happy that may not think we can make them happy because we don't meet their standards and we don't meet their expectations, whatever. But you are then requiring this person to change their standards and their expectations. Now, if this person is willing to do that, then you will have a great relationship. If this person is not willing to amend their standards or their expectations, then it's going to be a problem, because guess what? If you can't meet those things, or if you're not working towards those things, you're always going to be compared to some standard and some expectation. And you don't want that in your relationship if you already get that in life. You want somebody to love you and support you and care about you from the get-go, from day one, right? So I think, yes, there are certain standards. Like, if you only after a man and his money and that's it, look, honey, I don't know if that's standards or if you want to call that gold digging. And that could be vice versa for man, for woman as well. Men could be after a woman for her money. Cougars, hello. You see little boys trying to be getting these grown women who are very successful, who got money because they want to be taken care of. They don't want to do nothing. They want their cougar, their sugar mama, to take care of them. Look, now if that's your goal, you a gold digger. Men can be gold diggers. Women can be gold diggers. You don't have any intentions for this person other than their money. Okay? Now that... I'm gonna leave that right there. But now, if you have a standard of you want somebody to be working towards a goal, they have ambition, there's nothing wrong with having a standard of ambition. Because guess what? I feel like you're gonna be able to hold that person accountable. If they're saying, you know what? I have a goal of becoming an actor. Look, if you dedicate it to becoming an actor, I support it. I support it. But you got to actually be working for it, though. I don't want to hear you say, I'm dedicated to becoming an actor, and you ain't tried to do one photo shoot to create a portfolio. You ain't tried to talk to one scouting agency. Like, what? Like, you ain't tried to do nothing, but you talking about you going to be an actor? So how you think you're going to become an actor? You think somebody just going to see you on the street and say, hey, you with the hair, perfect. You gonna be the top star in my next movie. You right there. Yes, you. No, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. You have to put in work, honey. You have to put in some work. You gonna have to do those auditions. You're gonna have to create those portfolios. You're gonna have to do some skit plays and have something for people to look at so they can show. You're gonna have to go to a talent agency so they can be helping you get these gigs. You're gonna have to do work. You're going to have to do work. Maybe you're going to have to be in a couple of commercials before you actually get that one-hit movie. You know, I don't know. But you're going to have to do some work. You can't say you're going to be an actor and then don't put any work into it. Okay? Okay. Same thing with being a singer. Look, there are some people who are naturally gifted. Look, honey. There are some people who just, they can sing and you like, oh, yes, that's it. That was the note. Hit all of the notes. Yes, go ahead. You can... That falsetto, great. I can hear the richness in your voice. Beautiful. Some people have that. Now, some people, they right there on the cusp, but they need a little extra help. Those are the people that got to do work. Ambitionist comes into play again. You got to do a little extra work. Maybe you got to take a couple singing lessons. Maybe you got to do what you got to do. You got to do some extra work. Now, that's to say that not everybody is going to be a singer and not everybody is going to be an actor or an actress, okay? That, look, everything ain't meant for everybody. Now, you can try. You can try. You can work hard. You can put your heart and your soul into it for years and years and years and years and years and years. I support that. You are putting that effort in because one day if it's meant for you, it's going to happen. I do believe it. If it is meant for you, it is going to happen. I believe that. However, if that's your only goal, it's good to have one particular goal that you're focusing on because then you can put all your energy into that goal. However, you gotta have a game plan, you know? It's like, have a goal, but have a game plan. So if you got a goal, be like, okay, once I reach that goal, what's my next goal? How am I gonna branch out from there so I can keep growing? Because some people will have one goal, get there, and then have no idea what they're gonna do next. And this is where ambition comes into play again. You have a game plan. Ambition is about goal setting, about goal getting, about goal achieving, and having a game plan for all three of those steps and beyond. Okay, that's what ambition is about. And if someone has a standard of ambition, that is fine, because look, they can support you. They can support you through that journey, through that process. And now it takes a special kind of person to be patient, because, and it's sad. It's sad that we even have to say that it takes a special kind of person to be patient. Like, it really shouldn't even be like that. We should all have patience to want to see people grow and to excel in whatever their goal is, but we don't. Everybody ain't got the patience. That's not embedded into our society. That's not a norm. Patience. People don't even have patience on the road. Okay, can you hear road rage? But the point is that we should have patience with one another, because people have standards for a reason. These standards didn't just pop up out of nowhere. Nobody was born talking about So I want me a slim, thick woman who's about 5'2". Or I want me a tall, muscular man who's about 6'2". Nobody came out the womb talking about that. No. These expectations and these standards are shaped by the norms and by the realities that we have seen in life, by the things that we have encountered and experiences, things we have witnessed, the environments we have lived in. That's how our standards are shaped. Okay? Our standards and our expectations, right? So we need to be real with ourselves that, yeah, some people's standards are going to be very high because guess what? They've only been around high class. They've only been around people who have had money, who have been able to wine, dine, and do all these things for them. So to expect them to want something less than that, that's a little too cocky on your part. Don't do that. You need to realize, like, we are all individuals trying to come together to live as an us, as a unified unit. And you have to respect that. And I think it's perfectly fine to have standards because, to be honest, if you don't, people are going to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and talk to you however they want. And people will try to talk to you crazy. And I don't have the time to try for you to be trying to talk to me crazy, okay? I have standards. I have standards. And everybody should have standards. I think having standards just shows a level of respect for yourself. A level of respect for yourself as a man or as a woman to have standards. It's like, look, my peace of mind, my ability to be happy in life is not going to be altered because you want to bring some negativity or things that are going to make my life way more challenging than it already is. And that isn't to say that maybe this person right now isn't meeting the standards, but maybe later they will, because everybody is also at a different point in their life. We're all at different stages of our growth and our journey in life. You know, like somebody may have all this wisdom and be able to tell you point blank straight like it is. They have years of wisdom under their belts. Other people may be still acting like a kid, but they're the same age. They're 27, let's say. You got one person running around like, okay. You got another person being like, look, this is what it is. Like, I'm 27 years old. I'm not playing no games. I am really just trying to enjoy my life, live my life, and elevate. And if you're here to do that with me, great. If you're not here and you don't want to do that, that's fine. But let's be clear with that now, because I'm not trying to invest time and energy into something that's not going to be reciprocated. That's two different type of people, okay? So, but we have to respect that. We have to respect that. And people have standards. People have standards. People are going to tell you like, hey, I need you to have it together. I need you to be able to effectively communicate. I need you to be able to tell me, like, I'm not feeling this. I don't appreciate that. And if you can't do that, this isn't going to work. And that's fine to say that. You know what your pet peeves are. We know who we are. And if you don't know who you are, you need to do a little rewind. Take a couple steps back and bring it back in and evaluate yourself and really understand who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, how are you going to come into a relationship and expect to learn who I am? You can't even figure out your own self and your own problems. Do that first, then step to a relationship. Like I said, two individuals trying to become as a united one. And if you can't even be united within yourself, you dang sure can't be united with somebody else. And I do know, like, in a relationship, you're going to grow together. You learn a lot from being in a relationship. Trust me, I have been in a few relationships and I have learned so much. And from those relationships about myself, about how to interact with people, about understanding other people and how other people will react to certain things I do, you learn so much. And it's like, yeah, there are certain things you're going to learn in a relationship. You're going to learn. Relationships take work. It's not going to be easy, but there's no point in getting into something that you know is not sitting right with you in the first place. And so My point is that having expectations and standards is fine. But being clear what those are from the get-go and letting people know what your expectations are. And don't settle for less if you know that whatever standard or expectation you have is going to be a deal breaker for you. If you have certain expectations or certain standards and they all have to be met, which is not realistic. You're not going to get somebody that meets every standard. You're going to have to make a choice what's going to give and what's not going to give. But if you find someone that meets every standard, great. If you find someone who doesn't meet like one standard, is that standard a deal breaker or not for you? If it's a deal breaker, don't settle. If it's something that's like, all right, that's not going to really like, it's a kind of thing where it's like, all right, that's annoying, but you know, like I could just let them know and like be clear about how I feel about this certain thing. But if it, you know, you have to figure out what's a deal breaker for you, because I think like sometimes our standards and expectations can be wrapped around this idea of being perfect, of having this ideal and perfect image and fitting this perfect little thing that's supposed to fit in this perfect little box. And that's not how life is. That's not how we are as people. We are dynamic. So yeah, sometimes you're going to have to make a sacrifice. You're going to have to say like, okay, this isn't a deal breaker for me. I can live with this standard or this expectation not being met. And you have to make that choice. But it's okay to have your standards, because if you don't, you're going to end up in situations trying to figure out who you are, figure out what you want. And when things bother you, it's going to be a constant just downfall of argument after argument and not knowing sure how to communicate that or where you want to go from here. And it ain't it, let me tell you. But anywho, the point is that if you got standards, great. If you ain't got standards, get some. Because having standards mean you learned a lot about yourself. You've learned a lot about yourself. Because people have trigger points, y'all. Trigger points are real. And you have to understand that trauma. You have to understand that trauma. But first, you have to be willing to go back, look at that trauma, analyze it. That's another topic for another day. But I hope y'all enjoyed, because all I want to say is it's okay to have some standards, okay? And if you ain't got none, just get a little bit of standards. It's all good. It's all good to have them. Just make sure you clearly communicate them, all right? All right, y'all. So I'm so happy that you were able to tune in. We'll see you next time. And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.